Welcome to Lies Changes Truth. I'm your host, BK Blessed, and in this podcast, we dig deep into the stories we tell ourselves, the lies we've been told, the changes we make, and the truths we uncover along the way. Life is a journey, a constant evolution from one version of ourselves to the next. But what happens when the stories we've been telling ourselves no longer serve us? When the lies we believed, whether from others or from within, hold us back from becoming our truest selves? The Bible tells us in John 8:32, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Each episode will explore how truth can free us from the lies and false narratives we've been holding on to. Every episode, we explore personal transformation and challenge the narratives that keep us stuck. Whether you're navigating self-doubt, facing lies others have told you, making changes for the better, or searching for your truth, this is the place for you. So let's dive in and start our journey of truth together.
Green. Stop searching for the miracle and be the miracle. This ain't gonna be lyrical, this is straight facts. Stop waiting on the change and be the change. This ain't new news, this go way back. Stop waiting on someone to get it for you, go get it for yourself. Take your pride back. If God is your motivator, then you can do all things. Believe that. My power is divine, every line aligned with the higher power, receive that.
What's up, guys, beautiful souls? Are you feeling love today? Are you showing love to the people that's in your life? Valentine's Day is tomorrow. And though I'm not one for holidays, it still truly reminds me that you have to be intentional about love. So I pray that you are filled with God's love today. That the spirit of heaviness is lifted off of you. And any depression or sadness you may be feeling is released. And that his joy takes control today. Let his love work through you and share it. Because I guarantee you there's someone else who needs it. Love is so powerful. It can heal the brokenhearted. Take the pain away from the bruised spirit. And lift the soul of the fallen man. I thank him for what he's already done. In Yeshua's name I pray. Amen. Welcome back to another episode of Lies Changes Truth. I'm your host, BK Bless. And I just want to get right into the topic. It ain't profound. I'll call it a misconception. The misconception that love requires no change on our part. I'm debunking the lie that people should love you no matter what you do. And reminding us all that love takes work. I'm also challenging the idea believed among some people and even some Christians. That you can love God and still live however you want. I came to remind you, or if you didn't know, to inform you that genuine love, whether for others or for God, calls us to change, to grow, and become better versions of ourselves. Genuine love requires effort, self-reflection, and a willingness to transform. Because love is not passive. It's an active force that inspires and demands change. I mean genuine love. When we truly love someone, including God, it compels you to become a better version of yourself. This notion that love means accepting someone without any expectation of growth is misleading. While love is unconditional, it doesn't imply complacency. True love encourages and nurtures personal and spiritual development. When we truly love someone, we try to be the best we can for them.
We work on our flaws. We make sacrifices and put effort into nurturing the relationship. And I mean, how many times have we heard or even said, if you love me, you'll accept me as I am. Now, while there's truth in accepting others, it's equally important to recognize that love motivates change. Now I used to feel like they know who I was before they met me. Or they could tell I love them. They need to accept the way God made me. But when you see the silent pain in the eyes of someone you love, or those tears that you know you caused, it starts to shatter that illusion. I realize now that love, in its truest form, it requires us to be accountable. It challenges us to evolve, not to hold on to a flawed status quo, but to reach for a higher standard. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another." Now, this scripture emphasizes that our relationship with God is a transformative journey, continually shaping us into better reflections of His love. And I've realized that the love for my family, it drives me to improve every day. I work real hard to be more patient, to be more understanding and more present. This desire to mature, it comes from a place of love. But I am aware that some of the barriers that I had, not loving the way that I should, it stemmed from my own fear, my own insecurities. But I had to overcome those insecurities because love is worth it. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase." Real love places you on the path toward becoming the person God intended you to be. Now, as I said before, love pushes us to evolve, to get rid of harmful habits, and to adopt virtues that strengthen our relationships. It's a lie that people should love us no matter what we do. While unconditional love is a noble thought, it doesn't grant us a license to act without regard for others. Because love is a two-way street, requiring effort, respect, and consideration. Expecting others to love us regardless of our actions, it can lead to selfishness and entitlement. Instead, we should try to be deserving of the love we seek, continually working on ourselves and our behaviors. Because let's be real, who wants to be in a relationship where the other person never grows? Imagine marrying someone at 25 and then realizing at 50, they're still operating on their mama's boy or tantrum queen mentality. Love should push us to become better. I mean, that's the beauty of it. Love refines us. And sometimes that means making the hard changes. And this also applies to our relationship with God. Loving God isn't just about professing our faith. It's about living in a way that honors that love. John 14:15 states, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Our love for God should manifest in our actions, guiding us to live righteously, and we should be consistently aligning our lives with His teachings. We know some people think that they can love God and just do whatever they want, like He's some laid back grandpa who winks at your bad decisions and says, "Ah, it's fine, kiddo. Y'all leave him alone." But on our spiritual journey, it's crucial to rebuke the idea that we can love God and do whatever we want. True love for God calls for obedience and commitment. James 2:17 reads, "So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless." So you can't just say you love or believe in love without showing evidence of that love. That means becoming the best you that God wants you to be. Change is hard. It's like trying to diet in a house full of cookies. But just because it's hard doesn't mean it's not worth it. The lies we tell ourselves that we don't need to change, that people should just accept us no matter what, are just excuses to stay in our comfort zones. But growth doesn't happen in comfort zones. It happens when we step out and challenge ourselves. Remember, even Moses had to climb a mountain to get the Ten Commandments. They weren't delivered to his doorstep. Embracing change doesn't mean we're not good enough. It means we recognize our potential to be better. And love breathes life into our journey of transformation, making the process meaningful and worthwhile. I want to talk to you practically. How do we embrace this call to change, to live in truth? How do we reject the lie that you can love me no matter what, and instead commit to love that demands improvement? First, we must cultivate self-awareness. Take time to reflect on your behavior in your most intimate relationships. Ask yourself, am I truly living out the love I profess? Or am I taking the closest to me for granted? Journaling, prayer, and an honest conversation with a trusted friend or mentor can help illuminate these areas. Second, set clear expectations. Love is not about blind acceptance. It's about mutual respect and accountability in your family, in your friendships, and even in your church community. Speak openly about the ways in which you can better serve and support one another. Remember the wisdom of Proverbs 27:17, one of my favorite verses. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Growth is a collaborative journey. Third, be willing to apologize and forgive. No one is perfect. When you fall short, admit it with humility. And when others fall, extend the grace you hope to receive. This doesn't mean letting harmful behavior slide. It means addressing them constructively and with love. Fourth, actively seek change. Identify one habit or attitude that hinders your ability to love fully and commit to changing it. Whether it's temper, selfishness, or neglect, choosing one thing to work on and let that be your starting point. As Aristotle famously said, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Fifth, remember that change is a process, a journey marked by setbacks and victories. Embrace the struggles as part of the transformative process. In Proverbs 24:16, it is written, "For though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again." Let this be your anthem as you continue to strive for a love that is genuine and life-affirming. Always remember, Love does not mean never change. It means I'm willing to grow with you. It means I see your flaws and you see mine. But we're going to work on them together. It means I love you enough to challenge you. And I trust you enough to let you challenge me too. So whether it's your friendships, your marriage, your family, or your relationship with God, love should be active, not passive. Because real love takes work, my beautiful souls. And as we conclude today's episode, I want you to carry this thought in your heart. True love is not an excuse to remain unchanged. It is the very force that propels us towards becoming who we're meant to be. It challenges us to rise above our complacency, to seek growth, and to be a beacon of change in a world that desperately needs it. 1 John 4:7-8 reminds us, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. And everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Love inspires us to evolve continually. By embracing this transformative power of love, we honor our relationships with others and with God. Thank you for joining me on Lies Changes Truth. I'm your host, BK Blessed. If today's episode resonated with you, please like, share, and subscribe. You can connect with me on Facebook at Lies Changes Truth and on Instagram at Lies_Changes_Truth. Until next time, stay blessed, stay loving, and stay you.
This is your time, this is your life. You're gonna be all right, you're gonna be all right. Be a motivator, be an innovator, be the best you. Block out the haters. Winners fail and fail, but a failure quits. Go through the fire, cause your path is lit. You'll get through the pain, it might hurt a bit. That's how you get your weight up, so move all these mountains. Knock down these walls and break all these bricks. Don't let the devil fool you, see through the tricks. Can you feel the power? Yeah, you getting stronger. Can you make it through? Yeah, you got through harder. See, the time is now, can't wait no longer. Cast out the fears, no more paranoia. This is destiny, time to grab a hold. This is meant to be, time to let it go. Believe in yourself, God's in control. This the realest thing I ever wrote to whom it may concern. This is your life, this is your time. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. Follow God's plan, follow his life. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. Have no fear, cause he's right here. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. This is your time, this is your life. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright.